Well, Warwick Hatfield with Sport Rugby League first, mate. Some two legendary names of the game in the news.
Yes, James, Gasnier and Moore, of whom we're going to be seeing a lot less. Mark Gasnier, son of St George, nephew of Reg, announced he'd be retiring at the end of the season. He's only 29, but you sense that following the birth of his first child, life has taken on a different set of priorities, particularly after he returned from playing rugby union in France to win a premiership with his much-loved St George last year. Now, Kevin Moore, son of the Bullfrog Peter, is a bloke who has held just about every job at Canterbury, from ball boy to senior coach. He announced he was quitting the latter forthwith and immediately yesterday. The Berries had already indicated Moore wouldn't be in the top job next year. He's a bit disappointed, but he would know better than anyone else that rugby league is a tough school, and also that in that tough school, life goes on. Jim Dimmock will coach the side in the NRL game against New Zealand over there tonight, and also tonight an All South Queensland clash, Brisbane against the Gold Coast. But there's a game on tomorrow which a fair bit of energy has been focused this weekend. Nathan Hindmarsh's 300th game, and for the one club, Parramatta. Harking back to the days when anyone vaguely from the west of Sydney just wanted to get a game with Para, the mop-topped Hindmarsh said it's pretty much always been blue and gold for him. He's never wanted to be anywhere else. Only a few other players have managed 300 games for the one club, and their names resonate throughout the game. Darren Lockyer, Andrew Eddinghausen and Jason Croker. And there'll be all sorts of presentations to Hindmarsh after the game against Penrith tomorrow, plaques and things, and hopefully a comb. While he's always been sure of his part in life on the field, it's never been quite the same off it, James.
Part in life, though. It's getting pretty hairy, I see, in the Pyrenees for Cadell Evans and the other tour riders.
Well, lots of hairpin bends, you might say, on the 12th stage through those fabled mountains named after a Greek goddess, the Pyrenees. And it's a Spaniard who's won overnight, but it's not Alberto Contador. Rather, it's Samuel Sanchez. Thomas Vogler hangs on to the yellow leader's jersey after finishing ninth on this stage. He's ahead of Frank Schleck, with Cadell Evans third. Both these riders making serious announcements about their intentions now the real Tour de France has started. Contador's expected challenge foundered on the first climb, the defending champion's bung knee apparently letting him down. On the golf, at the end of the first day of the British Open at Royal St George's, a young English amateur, Tom Lewis, has the share of the lead with the veteran Thomas Bjorn. It was the Dane who set the pace early with a 5-under par round of 65. Then late in the day, he was joined by this baby-faced Englishman, who earlier this year won the amateur medal at the Australian Open and has been viewed by the Cognoscenti for a while now as the potential next big thing in golf. Lewis's score is the lowest ever by an amateur in the 150-year history of the British Open. Adam Scott is the best of the Australians at 1-under. To Australian football, and tonight, the original Bombers, Essendon, they're flying to Adelaide to play the Crows, and yesterday Angus Monfries admitted to being a dive bomber, saying he'd twice feigned a big hit this year, one of those incidents costing the Hawk Jordan Lewis a 2-week suspension. Expect to square up a bit later down the track when those two sides meet again. And I guess you'd have to say, after Monfries' admission, it's pretty obvious that Matthew Lloyd is also part of James Hurd's coaching staff. He's the original dive bomber. And on to rugby union, we have the opening of the international season for the Wallabies as they prepare for the World Cup in New Zealand. James O'Connor has been picked on the wing for the game against Samoa, but coach Robbie Deans, who by the way will be national coach now under 2013 it seems, he's indicated O'Connor will drift into the centres from time to time over the international season. I'm drifting into the weekend, James. I'll be back with more sport on Monday.
Warwick Hatfield, thanks very much. Michelle Grattan ahead. ABC Radio National Breakfast. It's 25 to 8.